This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz reminding you. Well, first of all, we're on the radio, on the Free Odyssey app, and live on YouTube.
Big take, yeah.
There it is, live on YouTube. Phils are back tonight, first pitch, 7:05. Jack will have you for leading off at 6 o'clock. Speaking of Jack, he's here now, too. Let's do it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
I mean, don't sound so disappointed in there.
No.
Yeah, Jack's here now.
It's just a lot of Jack.
It is a lot. I agree. Some would say too much. Speaking of a lot of Jack, yeah. I want to make sure I forgot to plug this earlier.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, me and Seltzer at Casey's in Drexel Hill for the World Series rematch, Phil's Rays.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Delco. That was right down the street from my in-laws, Casey's in Drexel Hill.
I'm sure I'll see your father-in-law.
There you go. Joe, head on over.
Come on over and watch some Phil's baseball.
Yeah.
So obviously, being the man about town that I am, you know, yesterday, talked and shook hands with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Man about Westchester. I run into a lot of people.
Okay.
And I decided that there's been one thing that has been said to me a lot recently, which I'm kind of surprised by.
Really?
So what I have for you, the top five things that people have said to me the most recently. Starting at number five is the quote, "Spike's growing on me."
Oh, now, I don't mind that one.
Which means, obviously, the beginning.
They didn't like me at all.
They weren't there.
Yeah.
What the guy say yesterday as we were walking out? He's like, "Spike, you're really growing on me like a
fungus,
like a fungus,
something fungal related." Yeah. I believe is what it was.
It's fungi.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, fungal related is pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Are you going to make a fungi joke in there?
I take a minute for some people, especially here. And
I didn't know you took a minute.
Well. On a good day.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, yo.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yep. There are a couple different reasons see it.
Oh, sorry.
That I would grow on people.
Right.
Or that it would take growing. First of all, they already had something they liked.
Right.
And it changed.
And there's nothing wrong with it, most said.
There was nothing wrong with it, yes, before I got here. Yes. It was going on just fine, number one, without me. And the second thing is like, I can be a lot.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm a lot. Yeah. I'm a, as I said.
Well, and you also had the last name that I think people.
For sure.
Immediately had their backup about.
Yeah. And as I said to, Tucker and Ava earlier, I said, I'm a good person, but I'm really annoying. And
takes,
the annoying happens right away.
Yeah.
The good person you figure out after a while.
Sure. Yeah. I agree. And when I eventually have to re-update my most notable versions of Spike. Remote Spike is going to be flying up the boards.
Well,
he is different on remotes.
I like things to
the
be
the amount of table slams we get on remotes.
Well, dude, there's like
the side eyes.
Why you got to give him credit?
Yeah,
yesterday could have went a lot worse than
I handled.
You did.
You handled going off the air for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you really did handle the going off the air thing well.
We went off the air a minute before we were supposed to talk to Sirianni.
Yes.
Sirianni's on hold.
On hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's sitting there listening to the.
That would have been justifiable for you to.
And the internet died.
Yes.
And I just sat there and I was like, Fran, go find the manager.
And I tell you what, no one moves slower in times of crisis than Fran.
Oh, yeah. No rush.
Yeah, Spike was like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
actually move with a sense of urgency.
Hey, what? Fran. This is the radio show. It's like,
This is the whole... Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's the whole product. Without us being on the air, there's no radio station. It's like your connection to... it's everything.
All right. Sorry.
Fran, the building's on fire. Oh, okay. You want to go check with someone? Oh, okay. Poor Fran.
Yeah. Anyway.
Number four are the things that people have said to me the most recently, and they think they're so funny when they say this. Who guess they let anyone write a book these days? Get that one a lot. Ringthebellbook.com.
That's a good one.
You probably get the book in July by this point. Yeah.
They let anybody write a book these days.
Yeah. They do. They do. And again, co-author of my book, Kevin Reavy, but the book's hot. We might go into audio version, which is great. Ooh. I'm going to be might have to throw my little accent on it.
Yeah.
Sure people would like that.
So you're going to be the one that's reading it for us?
Well, I'm trying to bully them into letting me and Kevin just read it, because they're like, they admit it spills a whole questionnaire about it. I was like, why can't I just read it?
Can I offer you, look, if you want to do it, do it. It's way more difficult than you think it is.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. My friend Jason had to do it for his book. But also, I remember once for the podcast, I did this thing where when we got to 1,000 positive podcast reviews, I'd read all of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this won't be hard at all. 17 minutes into it, I was like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And it was 3.5 hours later. It was...
Three and a half?
That was it. But that's it.
Goodness.
You're going to be reading forever.
Forever. All right. I take that in consideration. Yeah,
but you should do it. It's difficult.
Yeah. Well, I like doing things my own way.
All right.
Okay.
Either way, they think they get me with that one.
Are you going to mispronounce all the words?
I can't even spell them. That's right.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's going to be the issue.
Right.
But I'm sure we'll find it out.
Yep.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, the third thing that people have said to me the most recently, of course, not the hottest start of the season, what are your Phils doing? They can't wait to see me. There he is. It's like they do with you and the Sixers.
Yep.
Obviously, no one bothers Ike with the Eagles.
No.
They're the greatest thing to ever happen in the history of the city. But it's like, oh, what are your Phils going to do?
Yep.
And it's always the same thing. Bullpen sucks. I know.
Yep.
I know. So,
I've dealt with it for the Sixers forever.
Yeah. No.
It's good. Like, I wouldn't trade it, because the thing means people, like, care. But still, it's like, I know.
Well, listen, you've had the chance to enjoy the high times, 22 and 23.
About 23, it was high for a moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, but you enjoyed that. That was the Trey Turner year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been to the top of the mountaintop.
And we're struggling to get back up there. That's what everyone's
saying.
Even
last year.
I'm saying, when he didn't mind being known as the baseball guy in the city when everything was going well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great, though.
By the way, I didn't mind in the first 5 years of the process, Process guy, blah, blah, blah.
It'll all come back around for us, Spike.
Yep.
One day we'll be bullying Ike.
Yeah, I can't wait. Your Eagles.
Yeah, what are your Eagles doing, Ike?
Yeah.
Idiot.
You're a quarterback. You're a coach. Can't wait.
Pretty good run. Pretty good run. The second thing that people have said to me the most recently, a lot of this yesterday, which was good to see, and now that, you know, BG Live's done, great event, maybe we can get this thing figured out.
Yeah.
You're going to kill the camera? I've been getting that a lot recently.
Oh, yeah, you're getting that a lot.
Well, that started before I even got here, right? That started over a year ago, you and DeCamera physical challenge.
Yeah, the camera-thon?
Yeah. Do it! Yeah. Let's go!
By the way, he wants us to address... He thinks that we need to decide between...
Wait, who?
This is the camera. This is the camera.
Okay.
So he wants us to decide if... How many reaching... To reach base a certain amount of times would be successful. So, like, he thinks if he reaches base 3 out of 10 times, like if we do 10 at bats, then that should be count as a win for him.
I agree.
Now, hold on. That's not a hit. That's just that could be a walk.
I agree.
I think it should be 4.
No.
3? That counts as the camera success?
Dude,
I could walk people. That doesn't mean he's going to win anything.
You're a college pitcher.
Yeah, but.
He is a
radio.
Yeah, host. Like barely.
Barely a radio host?
Well, yeah. I mean, a presidential candidate maybe at some point. Dude, four means he's excellent.
And we're including walks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not three OBP, base hits.
The highest OBP on the Phillies isn't even 4 out of 10.
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the major leagues.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm just saying success level.
I know what you're saying.
And,
yeah.
And Jack should be.
So you think the baseline should be 3 out of 10, that's a win for the camera.
I think
getting
so.
On first base.
Because you should crush him in this.
Sure, but I could also walk him. Like, I don't think walking proves that he's more athletic than me or better at baseball than me.
Well, I guess this is where. Well, it'd be like, unless, are you batting?
I think I'm just throwing to him. I think we're going to get 10 at-bats.
Okay, so then if all you're doing is pitching, then the walking does count against
yes.
you. Yes. Because it's control.
It can count against me. That's fine. But I could see myself walking in three. I don't think it proves anything.
You're walking three times?
I could see that. It's like, I don't know where the ball's going as much as I used to know where the ball's going.
Oh, hell no.
No.
This
now,
is not good.
Yeah,
right, here's the
well,
other
then
thing.
We'll do three. I'm fine with
and
it.
And he's not getting any credit for infield hits or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we playing? Oh, infielders out there?
Well, yeah, he wants us to recruit like 8 fielders.
I think that's. We should get some of our wiffle ball guys from Dolan's.
Oh, they'd love it.
They should field.
I was going to say, I would do it.
Well, that's fine.
I'll stand in the outfield.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, I think. But also.
I'm betting on you. I'm not going to get much work out there. So, yeah, I'll just be standing out there.
No, I know. A ball won't reach the outfield in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 0% chance.
Yes, the ball's not getting out of the infield.
I think 3 is fair.
Okay, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
As long as you have a baseline for it.
Do I get to play shortstop?
Well, you're a lefty.
That's what I'm saying, but this will be the only time I get to do it. They let me do it at fantasy camp.
Well, that's because you were Ike Reese.
Well, I think he's got to play
I'm
third
still
base.
Ike Reese.
We've won 2 Super Bowls.
That moves me out. That's what he's saying.
Maybe first base. Okay. Maybe first base.
Oh, you'll put me at first base. Okay.
Well, the last time I did this, we had a guy in a wheelchair playing second base, and that's the only reason the camera even made that close at first. It's awful. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Anyway.
All right.
Yes. The number one thing that people have said to me the most recently. What do you got?
Okay. Here, this would be my... I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about this. Maybe we'll have to get through this. Maybe 3 is a push. 4 is a win for DeCamera. 2 is a win for Jack. And if we get to 10 and it's a push... We get 5 more at-bats or something. Like, there's got to be... Maybe there's a push in there somewhere.
All right.
Because I agree 3 out of 10 is not successful, but I think 4 out of 10 is very successful. So maybe 3 is a push. I think we're close.
This is how... Right. It's going to... I'm just
and
letting...
2 is a win for Jack. If he only gets on it twice, that's a win.
Well, honestly, anything above 0 is, is a loss.
Yes.
For me.
For you personally.
For me personally. Yes. So, I guess 4...
Because he's going to go up there and try to let you walk him.
Well, yes, that's what I'm worried about.
All he's going to do, and I probably will. Like,
what's the breaking throw news? Throw strikes?
Well, but it's hard to throw strikes.
You training?
When we eventually figure out the freaking date, I'll start throwing
Are you
again.
At least throwing yet?
No.
Oh, God.
It hurts every time I throw.
Dude, it's May already.
You sound like the camera.
But at least there's real wear and tear on this right shoulder, you know?
Dude, you haven't pitched in over a decade,
That's the
bro.
Point.
Yeah,
That's
stop.
The point. That's why it hurts all the time. Yeah.
I just have nightmares of the... Like,
Fritz, I'm just telling
seeing
you.
Seeing you sweating
you
against
let us down.
I was fat, Jack.
Okay.
If you let us down, man. Yeah. It don't sound like you're taking this serious.
It doesn't.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Number one.
The number one thing, though, that people have said to me the most recently, and I find it so funny. So, I don't know if you've obviously, Spike hasn't experienced this, but, like, there's a look that people give you when you walk around with 2 kids by yourself. And I've been walking around with just Walker and Sutton. I would go on a morning walk with both of them.
Okay.
And a guy on Saturday stopped me, and he was like, "You should be commended for what you're doing." I'm dead serious.
What does he think? You were a single dad because you were walking him yourself?
Solving world
Saving
hunger?
The world. Yeah.
You know? But that's been every time I go on a walk with both my kids, people are like, they stop in the streets. They're like, there he is, the best dad we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, think about moms. Like, moms are at home with
doing it all day long.
All day long. Yeah. You know, it's just expected of them.
Yeah.
The guys' expectations are so low that you walk around 2 kids at one time, people, they're flooding the streets saying, there he is. I told Jill, she's like, are you guys kidding me?
She's like, I walk around with both of them all day, constantly.
She takes them to the park. You know, Walker's running around like a madman. She's got to handle both of them. This guy, I was like, oh, he's a fan. Like, I was getting prepared for the whole, like, oh, what do you think about the Eagles? And he was like, you should be commended for what you're doing. It's like, sir.
There you go.
I'm just walking around with my 2 kids.
Yeah. But then there's going to be a time when you want to be commended for that.
Yes. Sure.
You're still in the happy phase of just walking around with the kids.
Yeah.
Wait till you're not happy doing it.
Yeah. Wait till you want to murder them.
I just think the bar is so low.
Well, it is.
Sometimes.
For dads. Well, for dads being hands-on, what it is. There are more dads that are hands-on nowadays.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the dads touch with their feelings. I think the dads are heating back up.
Yeah, this isn't the 60s anymore. Yes, in the 70s where, yes, dads are actually involved.
Dads are heating back up, he says. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with up to 36 months to pay it off interest-free. That's 3 years. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back our little hero. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Tuesday.
What up, Yosh?
Hey, real quick. Top five things I get asked because people know that I call the radio show. Do they pay you? No, they don't.
Nope.
How tall is Ike? He pretty tall. What's Spike look like? Does he act like his dad? I don't know. What does dad act like? Does Jack really spit? And does Chuck really talk like that? That's top five things I get asked what's name on the regular about the WIP.
That's pretty good.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man. Hey, I'm excited. It's kind of weird, man. I got my AARP card the other day, bro. I was like, I was running through the house like, I'm old, man. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I got my AARP card.
Yeah, I started getting mine about a year ago, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You get it at 50? Hey, is that when it comes in the mail? Oh, no. Oh, hey, I'm not that far. I'm 49 this summer.
It's coming.
Oh,
hey,
no.
You ain't getting yours yet. Well, you got another year. You're almost there. You're almost there, young whippersnapper. Hey, I was on that Peg Bundy float too, boy. What's name? Oh, ow. Running through there, them tight, tight upper tail jeans. I was
He don't that miss anything.
No.
Man, I was loving her. I was loving her. But real quick, man, what's name now? I love that first Super Bowl. It brought some tears to a grown man's eyes. I loved it. Oh, man, I enjoyed this Super Bowl. I can't pick which one. I just love them both. I love that I feel like we got a revenge game with that first one. You know, what's name? That was for Ike, McNabb, and Doc, all of them getting that one. What's name? Let's play the same team.
Yep.
Another revenge game, what's name, early in the year that made us Super Bowl champions again. I mean, I love the excitement of the first one. You know, biting your nails, but you know, I knew we was going to win. Even though I bite my nails. And like Ike said, either yesterday or today, what's name, you know, like, you know, you just felt like Tom Brady could come back. When BJ got that daggone strip set, he was like, oh, it's a wrap. Oh, man, this one, like, I'm like, I had to watch the game like three times because come third quarter, what's name, I was like, dang, I didn't even know that happened. Up on Twitter and
we have to watch the game again. Yeah. I haven't watched it again. Yep. It's man, only the
– Yeah, I haven't rewatched it yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still be catching stuff in the fourth quarter, what's name, like, dang, I didn't even know that happened. It was just blissful. I love them both. I'm not going to pick Spike. You can't make me pick, baby. I love them both. Jack, I'm still waiting for my book. And when is Herb's book coming out?
We haven't heard about the Herb book in a while.
Oh, did he talk about writing a book?
Yeah, but it's going to be, I think, 16 chapters, 100 pages.
My kind of book.
16 chapters, 100 pages.
I know I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
And my finale, we're talking about movie finales or TV finales?
Whatever finale. Yeah. Could it even be a sports finale?
Or a sports finale,
you know, I'll be cheating anyway, what's name? So I'm going to say Cheers was my favorite TV show finale. And I really enjoyed the way Rambo ended, what's name, in that last one. You know how that ended. So those are
Rambo 3?
I don't even remember Rambo
3. It was actually Rambo 4, brother.
Damn, it was four Rambos?
Rambo 4?
That's too many Rambos.
Yeah.
Hey, but it was good. It was good. Check it out. Love y'all cats, man. Hey, Ike.
Yo.
We still riding to September.
That's right, baby. Champions. That's right.
Like two Detroit Pimps, baby. Woo!
Two Detroit Pimps.
Yoshi. Calling in on a good phone again. That's two straight Yoshi calls.
Two straight times, yeah. Which says... When he wants to, he can call in on the right phone. Then,
of course, he can.
That's what that says.
Because sometimes he just—I think he's on Kelly Drive. It's a little warmer out. You get the top down.
Yeah,
he's maybe looking at his mic candy. Well, that's when his phone's bad.
Well, yeah, and when he's yelling on the speaker on the AirPods or whatever.
AirPod, yeah,
it's like we can't hear him, and there's we had no delay here. You see, he's right there. Yoshi on WIP, my man Spike, boom, right there. I like when he's boom, right there. Boom, right there.
They must have anxiety when they call up.
Yep, that's the way I like it.
Because Spike doesn't even listen. Like, he's just only locked in on how it starts.
He's locked in on how it starts.
I listen, but if it starts bad, I'm going to, like, here's the thing. I could. We should do it one day. First of all, I was thinking a couple different ideas for shows. This isn't a whole show. It's just a thing. But we've been talking about the 2024 season, how there were more ups and downs than we remember.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole show on going through each week and what happened and like the feeling after each game. Because I feel like we talk about the bye week, but we don't think about what happened before the bye week.
All right, now you got to claim this. You're on the air saying that somebody's going to steal our idea.
Well, as long as it's not the midday show or the morning show. Nobody else matters. It's like, is my message to Giglio? Don't do it, Giglio. It's my message to camera? Don't do it to camera. Yes. It's my idea. But the other thing is, I know you talk about keeping the callers on their toes. I know what they all do wrong. Like, I see, and I'm trying to, like, Aaron. I love Aaron. Aaron from Mount Hour, great caller. He always starts off with the next question. Starts off the first 3 minutes are about the next question.
I think it's because he wants to make sure he doesn't forget to get his answer.
I get it. I love Aaron. But
I'm with you, yeah.
First, the one thing I realized today, Aaron can't be the first call of the day. He just can't. He can't. Like, we're trying to get the topic off, and he's like 3.5 minutes on how Friends wasn't that popular. You know?
Well, if our leadoff hitter would call he's supposed to.
Never slack during football season. Man, all of a sudden,
it's off season. He's busy at times. Yep. He's busy.
Speaking of which, we'll talk to him next. We will get to the Embiid trade rumor. And also, just a real bummer for the first round pick of the New York Giants, Abdul Carter. Just struggling a little bit.
Yeah, he's struggling.
I feel for him, be honest with you.
On the way out, I got my, from a suggestion from a Twitter follower of mine, my fourth Mount Rushmore guy for the
Sixers.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have that too. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.